It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, earlier this evening, we told you about a Watauga police officer who had been fired, then rehired for something found on a website.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, we put the wrong Perrone's picture during the introduction to that story. And
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That should be another mistake there. The wrong person's story, picture up to that story. And we apologize for that error, too.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That's a classic, man.
Perrone.
Listen to that once a week easily. All right, 7:58 here on The Shake Joint. In for the Musers today, but we are still doing the emergency break of the week. Please vote responsibly at 888-787-1310. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we will get back into the anniversary of last year's attack in downtown Dallas. And around the bend at 8:40, we will go into the classic audio vault. Jer will grab me by the hand and show us around once again. But right now, it's time to give you three entries for the e-break. We had a fourth entry that I just wanted to play here. It's not an official entry, but every week, Jer has something on the cutting room floor. And I did want to, display one John Fahey, who's been doing quite a few tickers this week. This happened during the top 10 a few nights ago.
Sophomore quarterback Dak Prescott being accused of using a machine to autograph items for a memorabilia company instead of signing them by hand in the Rangers.
It's a tough word, and he got it on the 1B attempt.
I just like every, and I've been guilty of this too. Whenever you can't get something, you just
exasperated.
You can feel the slump shoulder happening. I don't know. I just thought it was
no.
All right.
You just think that this will haunt you somewhere down the line.
Yeah, I know. We all have that fear in the back of our head. But our official entries include you, Jake.
What?
On Monday.
No.
As we're filling in for the Musers.
This is not an e-break. This is gold-plated.
No, this is terrible. And
this is not middle-of-the-mall comedy.
No, it is.
Gold-plated e-break.
Let's hear it. We had Papa.
I mean, for you, it's Abuelita, right?
We called her Grandmalita.
Really?
That's cool.
Grandmalita. What do you call the male counterpart to that?
I don't know. He died before I was born.
Oh, sorry. Jeez.
Way to go, Jake.
You can't name
sorry,
him?
Jake.
He didn't have a name?
He didn't have like a name because he was never a grandfather.
It's another Jake Bear trap.
Oh, whatever.
Two in as many weeks.
It was just Juan.
It was Juan, and then it was no Juan.
He's so proud of himself.
That's maybe the worst joke I've ever heard.
He's crying. Look at him.
He's so proud of himself.
Felt good coming off the end. I'm not going to lie. I remain
what
proud.
About you? You were pretty pleased.
I agree with
yourself.
Jake. That's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing right with it
that
either.
That is when you ask for they want lean or fatty on the brisket, that is the leanest cut you're going to get. There is no fat on that. That's right there. Huh.
Interesting. Well, there's Jake, who is he's first. Then we go to Dan. This also happened on Monday. And Dan,
let me say this also. On Monday, I was in a state of delirium.
Yeah.
Like, I was not ready for the noon to three show after we did our show. So when I heard this, I was like halfway not sure that it actually happened.
Sure. And then also think Dan had to broadcast 5 hours that day because Norman was out on Monday.
Yeah.
So it was
all a little loopy.
Dan and Donovan for five straight hours, noon to five. And this happened somewhere, I believe, during.
Right out of the gate.
It was right out of the gate.
This is 12:15.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, coming up on today's show, let's just have some fun. And let's go eat a damn snack.
Whoa!
Can I not say that? I'm not allowed to say that?
Happy Independence Day, everybody!
Did you dump that?
I was like half paying attention. Boy, that's why I love you. Do you get my text messages at times when I'm
Let's
rolling
go eat
home?
A damn snack.
And I just
that's why I have it bleeped.
You're the freaking king. Do you do that? Do you get those?
Oh, man. That's what's awesome about you.
What the hell? But either one of those words you can say individually, right?
Let's go eat a damn snack.
You just watch everybody jump like we're all holding hands and we touch a static ball.
God, I love you, man. I really do. I'm not getting any of that from Newman.
He said it with such conviction.
So
casually.
Just the first part again.
Please.
Well, coming up on today's show, let's just have some fun. And let's go eat a damn snack.
Whoa!
Can I not say that? I'm not allowed to say that?
That was like a smelling salt for you. It got you right in the game, didn't
I was barely paying attention.
I like how he immediately pleads ignorance.
Huh, what?
Hey, you can't do that?
He does that?
Oh, it's good.
Oh, man, that is going to be hard to beat. But if anybody can beat Dan, it's one of the all-time greats, and that's Norman Aloysius Hitzkus, who just celebrated a birthday. This happened on Wednesday, I believe, Jer, and Norm and Donnie were talking about NBA free agency, and Norm makes an egregious error.
And that's what this team needs.
Rubio couldn't score. Right. He was a terrible shooter. In place of Rubio, they have Jeff Teague. They've added the large white bald guy, I think Taj Gibson.
He's not white.
He isn't?
No.
Looks it on my screen.
White dude named Taj.
What did you do on vacation? What did you partake in?
It was that rum drink at reception.
Well, I see.
Started
you had a rum gallon.
But you know, Taj Gibson is a tough guy. He's a tough guy.
I couldn't have identified his race moments ago, but now I'm ready to comment on the way he plays the game. Taj Gibson's a little light, but it isn't like
This isn't like a Blake Griffin situation where you might not know.
Yeah, he's not Jason Kidd. And the first thing I thought was what Saroy said. Like, has there ever been a white guy named Taj ever?
Yeah. I'm going to say no. That's amazing.
Taj, but Taj Gibson? Maybe he was thinking of Joe Ingles? Because, like, the Jazz re-signed Joe Ingles, who looks like the kicker from The Replacements.
But
he's also not bald.
Taj Gibson's been in the league for...
Yeah, he's had a nice dozen years.
Wow, he's 32 years old. Wow. Okay, so we have Jake, Dan, and Norm. They are up for the emergency break this week, and we are taking your calls at 888-787-1310. This also brought to you by TexasDirectAuto.com. And let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Wow, it was incredibly easy to get on this morning.
Surprising, huh?
Yeah, it's because Jake's a little bitch.
Whoa.
No disagreement from you there. Why don't you just vote, ass clown?
Oh, he didn't. Was that a vote? You are up.
Sure, we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take that as a
Even whenever you try to spite us, you can't.
Good morning. You're not listening to the Musers.
Good morning. Hey, by filling in for the Musers, you're now guilty by association. Guilty of firing Barry Bunch.
No, that had nothing to do with us.
Yes, you did.
There's now blood on our hands. Oh.
You have blood on your hands. You have Barry Bunch's blood on your hand.
All right.
Not a vote.
Not a vote, but good call nonetheless. Hi, good morning. You're on KTCK AM and FM.
Hey, good morning to you, Shake Joint. Do you guys believe in the Mean Green?
Damn hell we do. At least I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know you guys do. Well, as much as I wanted to vote for Jake in honor of you guys, running the good ship this week, I'm going to go with Norman Adolph Hitzkus.
All right. Thank you for your vote.
He's a big, bald, white guy.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'm going to have to vote for Dan because Norm's kind of senile.
Oh, wow.
Man. So 1-1-1. Hi, good morning.
I mean 1-1-1.
Oh, geez.
Hello, Jake.
Hello, caller.
Vaginal slice, born.
Yes. Let it wash over me.
Oh, man. I was worried that we wouldn't get it, but four calls in. Here we are. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Long time caller. First time listener. How's it going?
It's going great.
How are you?
Who'd you like to vote for?
I'm going to vote for your mom.
Very killer Black Friday there. Boy, very good out of the gate. Yeah. And he just kind of fell apart.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hi, good morning, caller. You're on the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote responsibly for Jake because I love him madly.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Call me. Who is that guy? Call me.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Vote for
E-Break. Good morning.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, wow. It's like a mom and daughter thing.
I know, right? You guys carpooling?
Hi. Oh, goodness. I'd like to vote for Dan, and I still love Giorgio Madley.
All right. We'll pass on the message. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Dan McDowell, without a doubt.
Oh, very responsible vote there.
It was.
Dan now leads Jake 3-2. Norm, just one vote. Hi, good morning, caller.
Hey, I love you, Shake Joint, and I want to... I'm with Dan. I'm going to get some damn snacks.
All right.
God.
All right.
Yeah, just say it backwards and we're fine.
You're okay. We don't have to dump that. Hi, good morning.
You're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote responsibly for Norm and the Mandela Effect.
All right. That is the second.
Mandela Effect.
That is the second vote for Norman. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Jake and Kerry Carmack's paddleboarding booty bottom.
I don't know what that is, but sounds like an inside joke. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning for Dan.
All right, there he is.
There
a responsible vote gets number five.
Rex Ryan Hard Knocks winner.
Oh, man, let's hear it one more time and just sit back and enjoy.
Well, coming up on today's show, let's just have some fun. And let's go eat a damn snack.
Whoa!
Can I not say that? I'm not allowed to say that?
Happy Independence Day, everybody!
Did you dump that?
I was like half paying attention.
Boy, that's why I love you. Do you get my text messages at times when I'm
let's
rolling
go eat
home?
A damn snack.
And I just
that's why I have it bleeped.
You're the freaking king. Do you do that? Do you get those?
Oh, man. That's what's awesome about you.
But either one of those words you can say individually, right?
Let's go eat a goddamn snack.
So shocking.
You just watch everybody jump like we're all holding hands and we touch a static ball.
God, I love you, man. I really do. I'm not getting any of that from noon to three, 10 to noon, buddy.
Yeah.
So how many wins is that for one Dan McDowell?
That's his first of 2017 and 22nd overall.
You didn't think he was going to have the receipts, did you?
I was getting worried there.
Look
really
at him.
Was.
He got it right away.
I was prepped.
He's
I was ready to go.